A sign that we are seeing at this moment in this time is the highly decoration of masajid and boasting with regards to this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِلَّا تَقُومُ سَاعَ حَتَّى يَتَبَاهَ النَّاسُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. That Qiyamah will not come till you will see people boasting with one another with regards to the masajid. At this moment in time, we have over 1,000 masajid in England. The cost of some is millions. But what do we find inside the masajid? The beauty of the masjid lies with its people, with the Muslims coming for their 5 daily prayers. But what you will find in this handful of masajid is, in these thousands of masajid, you will find a handful of Muslims. The Muslims are empty. The mosques are empty. The only day the mosque is full is on a Jumu'ah. 5 daily prayers and you will find a handful of Muslims. In Fajr Salah, you will find a few Muslims. Yet within the locality we'll have over 10,000 Muslims. The masajid have become a place in which where the Muslims are looking for power, are looking for position. People want to become committee members. People want to become presidents of masajid, trustees of masajid. But they will not fulfill their obligation with regards to the masajid. They have no concern whatsoever with the Muslim youth, the backbone and the future of Islam in England. Another sign which we are witnessing today in its true colors is that Muslims are only making salam with the Muslims they know. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنْ أَشْرَاطِ السَّاعَةِ أَنْ يُسَلِّمَ الرَّجُلْ عَلَى رَجُلْ لَا يُسَلِّمْ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا لِلْمَعْرِفَةِ. That one of the signs of Qiyamah is that a Muslim will make salam to another Muslim only because he knew him. At this moment in time we see this. We will walk down the street and we will see 100 Muslims, but who will we make salam to? We will only make salam to those Muslims that we know. We will not greet the other Muslims with salam, the ones that we do not know. Yet Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said that it is a duty of every Muslim to greet every Muslim, whether he knows him or whether he does not know him, to greet him with salam, as this will create love between the Muslims. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمن. That you will never enter Jannah till you believe. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. And you cannot believe till you love one another. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. O Muslims, shall I not tell you of a thing? When you do this thing, you will begin to love one another. أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. That spread salam amongst you and you will begin to love one another. Another sign that we are seeing that is appearing at this moment in time is the keeping of the Arab style beard, where the sides are shaven and there is only hair on the chin. It's a sign of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَكُونُ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ قَوْمٌ يَخْضِبُونَ بِالسَّوَاءِ كَحَوَاسِلِ الْحَمَامِ لَا يُرِيحُونَ رَاحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ. At the end of time, you will see a people who will use the black dog like the cubs of dogs, and these people will not enter Jannah, they will not smell the fragrance of Jannah. Sheikh Yusuf ibn Abdullah, who's written a book on the signs of Qiyamah, writes, to me, this hadith means what I see today, where people shave the sides of the beard and only keep hair on their chin. And especially in the Arab countries, then they dye this hair that is on the chin, so it looks dark black and it looks like the crops of dogs. He says, this is what the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means to me. And we are seeing this in the Arab world, it is widespread. Many of the youth in England keep this type, this style, in which where they are making fun of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are totally going against the teachings of Rasulullah, and according to Sheikh Yusuf ibn Abdullah, it is a sign of Qiyamah. Another sign that we are seeing at this moment in time is the breaking of family ties, breaking of relations. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدِ سَاقَتُ الْأَرْحَامِ. That before Qiyamah you will see people will break relations. We are seeing at this moment in time people are breaking family ties like never before. a little argument, a petty thing which occurred between two relations, they will stop visiting one another. They will stop their children from visiting. They will stop their children from playing with the other children. They will stop speaking to one another, yet they live in the same city, they live in the same street, and months and years will pass. There is no such thing as making it. Why? Because we all suffer from the same thing that the devil suffered from. Pride and arrogance. Okay, why should I go to him and ask for forgiveness and make it with him? He should come to me. He should come to my house and ask for forgiveness, and then we will speak to one another. We live a life of sin in which we will be happy to backbite about the relative and talk evil to him, but we will not go up and make up as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught. Never mind relations, in the same house, the sons of the same father will not speak to one another because of some petty argument or some petty thing that occurred between two brothers. The daughters of the same mother will not speak to one another. Father will not speak to his son, mother will not speak to his daughter. Yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لا يدخل الجنة كافي ورحم. The one who breaks his family ties, he's not going to enter Jannah. Do as he please. من هجر أخاه فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار. Whoever stops speaking to his Muslim brother for more than 3 days, and then this person dies, then this person will not go to Jannah. He will enter the fire of hell. We are seeing these signs appear before our very own eyes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us 1400 years ago that we will see these things happening. We are seeing these things happening, and yet we are not taking a lesson. We are not taking a heed from this. We are living a life that we do. A life of sin and a life of neglect. Yet, whatever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught, we are seeing. Nostradamus makes one prediction and we are affected by this more than the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Yet the teachings of Nostradamus and his prediction, 99% of his predictions came wrong. And if one person, if any person in the whole of dunya can prove to me one prediction of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that came wrong, I will become his ghulam, I will become his slave. Every prediction Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made, we are seeing with our very own eyes. Having said this, this does not mean Qiyamah will take place on the turn of the millennium. Nor does it mean that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend at the turn of the millennium. Though majority of the signs have appeared and are appearing at this moment in time, there are many signs of Qiyamah which have still not appeared. One of the signs that has not appeared in its true colors is that beasts, animals, will begin to speak to people just like human beings. Man's own limbs will speak to him and inform him what his family has been doing in his absence. The hadith reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he says that a shepherd was grazing his goats. A wolf came and took a goat. The shepherd chased him and snatched his goat back off him. The wolf climbed on a hill and began to speak to him loudly. أَمَتَّ إِلَىٰ رِزْكٍ رَزَقَنِهِ اللَّهِ إِنْ تَزَعْتَهُ مِنِّي. That you have taken the provision that Allah has provided to me. You have taken the food and snatched it, what Allah has given me. The shepherd was surprised. فَاللَّهِ إِنْ رَأَيْتُكَ الْيَوْمِ زِئْبًا يَتَكَلَّمُ. A wolf is speaking like a human being. The wolf replied, أَعْجَ مِنْ هَذَا رَجُلٌ فِي النَّخَلَاتِ بَيْنَ الْحَرَّتَيْنِ يُخْبِرُكُمْ بِمَا مَضَى وَبِمَا هُوَ كَائِنْ بَعْدَكُمْ. The wolf said to him, shall I not tell you of something more wonderful and something more strange? Go behind these trees, date trees. He was referring to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Go behind these date trees and you will find a man who is informing people of what happened in the past and what is to happen in the future. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, who is narrating this hadith, he says that this person, the shepherd, was a Jew. He came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and related this incident to him and embraced Islam. In the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, after relating this incident, the narrator says, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, صدق والذي نفسي بيده لا تقوم ساعة حتى يكلم السباء الإنس ويخبره فخذه بما أحدث أهله بعده. That he has spoken the truth. I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in, Qiyamah will not take place till beasts, till animals will begin to speak to mankind. Man's own thigh will inform him of what his family has been doing in his absence. Another sign that has not truly appeared in its true colors is that there will be so much wealth before the end of time that man will take a handful of gold or silver and he will look for people to accept this from him, and he will not find anybody who will accept this from him. Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates a hadith. فبينما أنا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذ أتاه رجل فشكى إليه الفاقة. That we were in the company of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when a man came and complained about poverty and starvation. Another man came to Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام and complained about highway robbers. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Adi ibn Hatim رضي الله تعالى عنه, جو حديث, هل رأيت الحيرة؟ Oh Adi, have you seen Hira? Sayyidina Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Lam araha wa kad unbi'tu anha. I've not seen Hira. Hira is a city near Kufa, which is in Iraq, modern day Iraq. Wa Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've not seen Hira, but I've been informed about it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Adi, وَلَئِنْ طَالَتْ بِكَ حَيَاةٌ لَتَرَيَنَّ الضَّعِينَ تَرْتَحِلُ مِنَ الْحِيرَةِ حَتَّى تَطُوفَ بِالْكَعْبَةِ لَا تَخَافُ أَحَدًا إِنَّ اللَّهِ. O Adi, if Allah gives you a long life, a day will come in which you will see a lovely young woman, she will travel by herself all the way from Hira in Iraq, and she will come to the house of Allah, and she will make tawaf of the house of Allah, and she will fear no dacoits, she will fear no highway robbers, she will fear nobody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Adi, وَلَئِنْ طَالَتْ بِكَ حَيَاةٌ لَتُفْتَحَنَّ كَنُوزُ كِسْرَى. If Allah gives you a long life, you will see that the treasures of Kisra are open. Adi, if Allah gives you a long life, you will see that a man will come out with a handful of gold or silver, and he will be looking for people to take this gold and silver from him. He will find nobody that will be in need of this gold and silver. Adi ibn Hatim radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, The prophecies and the predictions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam I saw with my very own eyes. A time had come when there was so much peace and security that a woman would travel all the way from Hira by herself, fearing no highway robbers, and she would come and she would perform Umrah, she would make tawaf around the house of Allah, and she would return by herself. He says, as for the treasures of Kisra, I was from amongst those people who conquered Persia, and we took the treasures and the booty from Persia. And he says, O Muslim, if Allah gives you a long life, you will see the day when a man will come out with a handful of gold or silver looking for people to accept it from him, and he will not find a single person to accept it from him. Some scholars are of the opinion that this also took place at the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. At the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, there was so much wealth that a man would come out with a handful of gold and silver, but he would not find any needy man. He would find nobody in need of zakat, nobody in need of sadaqah, nobody in need of this wealth. We will see this happen again at the time of Imam Mahdi and at the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. There will be so much wealth in their time that the earth will take out its treasures, and the earth will take out its barakah, and nobody will be in need of sadaqah and zakah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَقِيُّ الْأَرْضُ أَفْلَازَ كَبِدِهَا أَمْثَالُ الْأُسْتَوَانِ مِنَ الزَّهْبِ وَالْفِدَّةِ. That the earth will vomit long pieces of its liver like columns of gold and silver. A murderer will come when he sees this gold and silver, he will say, فِي هَذَا قَتَلْ, did I kill for this? One who broke his family ties because of wealth, he will come and say, "Fi hadha qata'tu rahmi, did I break relations because of this?" A thief will come and say, "Fi hadha qata'tu, was my hand cut off because of this?" And none of them will touch this gold and silver, and they will leave it. Another sign that has not appeared is that the Euphrates will disclose a mountain of gold. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كلا تقوم الساعة حتى يحصر الفرات عن جبل من ذهب يقتتل الناس عليه. That Qiyamah will not come
till the river Euphrates will disclose a mountain of gold. People will fight over this gold. Out of every 199 will be killed. And every man will say to himself, لَعَلِّي أَكُونْ أَنَا الَّذِي أَنْجُو. It is possible that I am the one that will survive. The river Euphrates is a river which runs from Syria and Iraq and empties in the Gulf. Before the end of time, this river will disclose a mountain of gold. And people will fight for this gold. As for how this river will disclose a mountain of gold, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But one thing Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has definitely told the Muslims is, كَمَنْ حَظَرْ فَلَا يَأْخُذْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. Whoever is alive at the time and present when this river discloses a mountain of gold, he should not touch it and he should not take anything from it. Another thing that I like to mention here is that this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is authentic. There is no doubt in the hadith of Rasulullah. But there are people in this day and age which find it difficult to believe in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they interpret this hadith as referring to not gold but to oil. This is completely wrong, because the words of the hadith are Jabalun, which is mountain in Arabic. For anybody that knows basic Arabic will tell you the word Jabal means mountain, and the word Zahab means gold. Gold is not called oil and oil is not called gold. Secondly, if this hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ was referring to oil, then what would be so special about the river Euphrates? Oil already comes out of land. It already comes out of water. So there would be nothing special if this hadith was referring to oil. And thirdly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has said that people will fight over this mountain of gold. In history, never has anybody fought over oil coming out from the river Euphrates or any other place. As for this, a mountain will come out, a mountain of gold, and people will fight over it. Another sign that we have still not seen is the wind which will come from Sham, a cool breeze. It will enter the armpit of every Muslim, whereby every Muslim will die. In the long hadith regarding the Dajjal, in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after mentioning the killing of Dajjal, how Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will kill the Dajjal, in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned that the Muslims will remain for 7 years. لَيْتَ بَيْنَ إِثْنَيْنِ عَدَاوَةٍ. There will be no enmity between two Muslims. Then Allah will send this cool breeze from Sham, and it will enter the armpit of every Muslim and it will extract his soul. No Muslims will remain. To the extent that if a Muslim enters the cave of a mountain, the wind will follow and take out his soul. In a lot of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can say that this wind, this cool breeze which will come from Sham, will appear when all the major signs have appeared. And after this wind, the worst of humankind, the worst of mankind will remain. Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani writes, reports a tradition which means that a woman will pass by a group of men. One of the men will raise her garment just like the tail of a sheep is raised, and he will commit zina with her in the public. A man will say from amongst them, only if you had gone behind the tree or behind some wall. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this man will be like Abu Bakr and Umar amongst you. This is a sign that has not appeared to this very day. Another sign that has not appeared to this very day is a great war which will take place between the Muslims and the Christians. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, count and prepare for 6 things before Qiyamah. And one of the things Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentioned was a peace treaty between the Muslims and the Christians. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Christians will break this peace and they will come with 80 flags. On the east flag, they will have 12,000 men. As for what will happen in this war, Usayr ibn Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates, كِحَاجِدْ رَيُّهْنَ حَمْرَى بِالْكُوفَ. Once there was a sandstorm in Kufa, and a man came repeating the words, Ya Abdullah ibn Mas'ud ja'at isa', Ya Abdullah ibn Mas'ud ja'at isa'. Oh, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the hour has come. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud sat up and said, إِنَّ سَعَ لَا تَقُومْ حَتَّى لَا يُخْصَ مِيرَاثٌ
وَلَا يُفْرَحْ بِغَنِيمَةٍ. That Qiyamah will not come till heritage is not divided, and there will be no rejoicing over Mali Ghanimat, over booty. Then he said, أَدُوٌ يَجْمَعُونَ لِأَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَيَجْمَعُ لَهُمْ أَهْلُ الْإِسْلَامِ. That the enemy will muster strong against the Muslim, and the Muslims will muster strong against the enemy. The narrator says, I asked, are you referring to the Christians? He said, yes. There will be a great fight between the Muslims and Christians. The hadith states, فَيَشْتَرِتُ الْمُسْلِمُونَ شَرْطَةً لِلْمَوْتِ لَا تَرْجُوا إِلَّا غَالِبًا فَيَقْتَتِلُونَ حَتَّى يَحْجِزَ بَيْنَهُمُ اللَّيْلِ فَيُفِيعُ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ كُلَّ غَيْرَ غَالِبٍ وَتَفْنَى الشَّرْطَةُ. The Muslims and Christians will fight. The Muslims will select a detachment which will fight on promises that will keep on fighting till it dies or it will return victorious. They will fight and they will keep on fighting till the night intervenes. Night comes, the Muslims will return to their camp and the Christians will return to their camp. Nobody will be victorious and this detachment will be finished. Next day, the Muslims yet again will select a detachment to fight. Yet again they will fight the Christians and yet again the night will intervene. At night, the Muslims will return to their camp and the Christians to their camp. Nobody will be victorious and this detachment will all be finished. On the third day, the Muslims yet again will select a detachment for fighting and yet again they will fight with the Christians. And yet again, when the night intervenes, the Muslims will return to their camp and the Christians will return to their camp. On the fourth day, the narrator says, فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ رَابِعٍ نَهَدَ إِلَيْهِمْ بَقِيَّةُ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ. On the fourth day, the remaining Muslims will go fight with the Christians and Allah will bestow conquest upon the Muslims against the Kuffar. They will fight such a fight which has never been seen before. To the extent that if a bird happens to pass by their flank, the bird will not reach the other side till it will fall dead. Then the children of one father who were 100 at one time will count the remainder and they will find out that only one survived. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, when this happens, which booty and mali ghanimat will be pleasing and which heritage will be divided when nobody remains? After this great war, another sign that has not appeared is that Constantinople will be conquered with takbir, with the sheer words, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in, سَمِعْتُمْ بِمَدِينَةٍ جَانِبٌ مِنْهَا فِي الْبَرْ وَجَانِبٌ مِنْهَا فِي الْبَحْرِ. Have you heard of a city half of which is in water? They said, نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةَ حَتَّى يَغْضُوهَا سَبْعُونَ أَلْفٍ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْحَاقَ. That Qiyamah will not come till 70,000 from the children of Ishaq will come and conquer Constantinople. Modern day Istanbul is Constantinople. They will come, he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلَمْ يُقَاتِلُوا بِسَلَاحٍ وَلَمْ يَرْمُوا بِسَحْمٍ. They will not fight with arms and nor will they shoot one single arrow. They will come to Istanbul, Constantinople. They will say, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. There is no God worthy of worship and Allah is the biggest, and one side will fall. They will say, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar for a second time, and the second side will fall. They will say, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar for the third time. They will enter, conquer Constantinople will be conquered, and they will acquire the booty. Now Constantinople to this very day, modern day Istanbul, has never been conquered without a fight and with the sheer word, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Yusuf writes in his book that at the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu majma'een, Yazid, Sayyidina Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu sent his son Yazid ibn Abi Yazid with an army consisting of the great Sahabi Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, and they came to conquer it, but it was not completely conquered. Then he writes, Sayyidina Maslama came and surrounded Constantinople and its inhabitants agreed that a mosque should be made inside. As for the Turks, they did not conquer it without a fight, they conquered it with a fight. And at this moment in time, Turkey is in the hands of the Kuffar, and before the end of time, the Muslims will yet again
conquer Istanbul, this time with Tatbir Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Another sign that has not appeared at this moment in time is, which has not appeared in its true colors, is the transformation of faces, the swallowing of the earth, and the raining of stones. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith, يكون في آخر هذه الأمة خسف ومسخ وكسف. That in the latter part of this ummah, there will be the swallowing of the earth, there will be the transformation of faces, and there will be the raining of stones. Sayyidina Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates this hadith. He said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنهلك وفينا الصالحون. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we be destroyed when there are pious people amongst us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, إذا ظهر الخبر. When evil prevails, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look. You will be destroyed even though there are pious people amongst you. Now this hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has mentioned three things. Landslide, the swallowing of the earth. The second thing, the transformation of faces. And the third thing, raining of stones. As for the first thing, the swallowing of the earth, it has happened in the past and it will happen in the future. The great Imam Tabari relates in Riyaz al-Naqra that a group of Rawafid came to the governor of Madinah al-Munawwara and they offered large sums of money and gifts. And then they requested that the governor give them permission to enter the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that they could take out the bodies of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, because they believed that these people were not worthy of resting next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the governor of Medina was weak. He accepted the gifts and money and he called the gatekeeper of the sanctuary of the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him that when these people come, open the door for them and do not say anything to them. Let them do as they please. The gatekeeper says, at night when we closed the doors of the haram, 40 men came with shovels and lights and they knocked on Babu Salah. He says, I opened the door as I was ordered by the governor. I opened the door and I went to one side of the masjid and began to cry. Ya Allah, what is this calamity that is befalling the Muslims? What is happening? He says, I kept on crying when all of a sudden I noticed that when these people reached the pulpit, the earth opened and the earth took these people inside. The governor was waiting at home for these people to come. When these people did not go home, the governor called me and asked me what is the situation. He says, I related the incident to him but he didn't believe me. He said that I was mad. I said, oh governor, you can come, the earth is still there, the signs are still there, their clothes are still visible. In the year 208, the earth swallowed 13 villages in Morocco. In the year 346, there was an earthquake in Rai, and the earth swallowed the whole city of Talikan. It is written in the books of history that only 30 people survived. The earth swallowed 150 villages of Rai, and the earthquake spread. The second thing mentioned in this hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ is the transformation of faces. The narrator says that we were three people traveling towards Yemen. We had with us a man who would swear to Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Umar. He was from Kufa, a Kufiya. We would say to this man, stop swearing to these great people, they are the Sahaba. They were leaders of the Muslims, but he would refuse to believe us. And he would refuse, and he would keep on swearing. It is night came and we rested. In the morning we perform wudu and we woke this person from Kufa, can you also get up and perform wudu? He said to us that he had seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that your face is going to change at this very spot. He says, we told him to perform wudu. He says, all of a sudden his feet began to change. From the tip of his toes, all of a sudden his feet changed into the feet of a monkey. And within seconds his whole body has changed into a monkey. They said, we tied him and put him onto our camel and we traveled. At the time of sunset, we reached a jungle in which there were many monkeys. This Kufian who had changed into a monkey, he changed into a monkey. When he saw these other monkeys, He broke the string and joined them. The final thing this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned was the raining of stones. In the year 1060, Allama Barzanji relates that in the year 1060, I was told that stones as big as chicken eggs fell in Kurdistan between Hizan and Kafr. So there are many signs that have still not appeared. And this is where I conclude my talk. So though majority of the signs have appeared, it does not mean that Qiyamah will take place and the descent of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will take place at the turn of the millennium. Because there are many signs that are still yet to appear. And only when all these signs appear, will Qiyamah take place. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.